100 word stories.
George and the Sea Serpent, Part 2. No, wait, it's Take 2. George was a pirate, but he wasn't a very good pirate. He pointed at the map and said, "Start with that sea serpent, catch that blowing clouds winds, and visit that mermaid on top of the treasure chest." "George, those are visual embellishments," said the captain. "They're not real." The rest of the crew laughed at George, and he'd sulk off to his bunk. Late at night, George adjusted the ship's course to head straight for the sea serpent. When they arrived at the spot, there was no serpent. "Oh well," said George, "let's go see that cloud and mermaid." Well, that's it for today's 100-word story with that thinly veiled allegory of politics.
We're going to do this anyway. That's stupid. Oh, well, that didn't work out. Let's go do the other stupid things that are lies.
It's not what they lie to you about. It's just that they lie. Anyway, thank you all for listening and all my ranting and whatever. And as always, keep it brief.